This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for the first time. How does that work? I'm not quite sure, but this is Internet
Welcome back
Explorers.
For the first time, ladies and gentlemen.
Tim Geddes and Nick Scarpino doing what we do best.
It feels like the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the very first time. If you
Four
know what
years
I mean.
In the making. Four
hey,
years
quick,
ago.
Guys. So the intro audio didn't play because one of the things were muted. Do you
want
to do it again?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to hear that thing. Let's roll the clip.
All right, 1 second. Wait, are we doing it again all over again?
Nah, man. The just show's started.
You just want the intro.
You can't stop this train
right,
from flying away.
The intro.
Welcome back for the very second time.
It feels like the second time.
There we are.
Oh, man. 4 years ago in a spare bedroom, Colin and Greg would do a show.
Yeah.
Live
yeah.
in the morning.
I would smoke cigarettes and you and I would go to
And
we,
me and you,
go to Starbucks.
You would smoke. We'd walk to the Starbucks. And we'd be like, what if we had a show
we'd said
while
it was,
they had a show?
Well, like we said, it was only a matter of time before mm-hmm. people got tired of hearing intelligent thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then the news, yada, yada, yada.
Finally, you were like, what if we just did a show
mm-hmm.
where we watch shit on the internet? And I'm like, that sounds like a show. I want to be a
and
part
it's like,
of.
What should we call it? Wait, if we were just
what if we just explored stuff?
What would it be
on the intranet?
And Nick Scarpino was like, "What if it was Internet Explorers with a Z?"
Yeah,
and I said, "What if it's Internet Explorers?" And you said, "What if it's Internet
it's
Explorers
a
with a Z?"
Well, Microsoft apparently has a lot of lawyers,
mm-hmm.
so and apparently
and they're kind of edgy now.
They have
you know
a product
I mean?
Or something like that called Internet Explorer with a S. So I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Who the fuck
We're
knows?
Living on the edge here at Kinda Funny.
God, just, I am, every time you say anything, it makes me want to sing. We're living on the edge.
It's yeah, good, dude. That's the mode that we're trying to be in. That's the vibe that we're trying to give out to these beautiful boys and girls out there. The big, beautiful kids.
The beautiful
that
kids.
That helped make this show happen. That helped make all these shows happen here on Kinda Funny.
Captain
Sasha, you're in the chat already.
I'm in the chat. Captain Sasha in the chat says, wow, I love that background. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I made that
if you
over
guys,
the weekend.
There are a lot of things that we're doing new.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of new shows.
Mm-hmm.
My brain's broke. It's broke. But I love it. I'm in that special happy place where every time I try to say anything, just Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory comes
yeah.
out. But what's great about this is this show is like opening that little cute door into Tim Geddes'
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, dude. It's the only way.
And that's what's so great about this lineup of content that we have for you, ladies and gentlemen, this week,
mm-hmm.
because it is like a window to all of our souls.
Yeah.
If you look at this one right here, this is me and Tim flying above the clouds like Falcor in the mm-hmm. Never-Ending Story. And
this
it's gonna
is
be a blast.
The updated San Francisco skyline. This is a 2018 video, as you can tell by the giant dick near
it's
Nick's
4K.
Head.
See this dick
Salesforce
right
Tower. Oh, damn. Lick it, Nick. Oh, my God.
You need that
yeah.
Salesforce kick.
Yeah, you need that Salesforce money,
that Salesforce, dude.
It's me, John B., says the Netscape Navigators. That's definitely a deeper cut, but I respect it.
Oh.
We need to find maybe Barrett and like Kevin could be the Netscape Navigators at some point.
They're like the Cub Scouts to our or like, you know, whatever what was like the intro level Cub Scout? Like mm-hmm. Zygote Scout? I
yeah.
don't know.
We'll have to what figure that out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Internet Explorers each and every Monday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Me, Tim Geddes, and him, Nick Scarpino,
uh-huh.
get together to explore the internet, talk to you guys in the chat, have a grand old time.
Yeah, it's going to be
it's
fun.
It's fantastic. You can get it on podcast services around the globe. The former Kinda Funny Morning Show feed is now the Internet Explorers feed. It might take a little bit to change over on iTunes and stuff, but just stay with us. Just keep looking. Eventually, you'll find us. Just
yeah.
keep exploring.
Yeah.
Explorers. You know what I mean? You can also get it on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames after this is finished being recorded live.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty
yeah.
much however you want to get it, any way you want it.
We're going to give it to you. That's the way you're going to
that's the way you need it. That's the way you need it.
That's where you're
gonna remember, if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime and you can subscribe to this beautiful channel. We do 2 live shows a day, every day, whether it's Kinda Funny Games Daily at its new time of 10 a.m. or every day On the kind of funny side, we have a different show. Today is Internet Explorers. Right. Tomorrow, we have the return of Kind of Funny in Review. We do Spider-Verse. Oh, then on Wednesday, we have KFAF, Nick morning show. It's Nick and Andy, though, and they're about to get full crazy.
I'm V excited about that one, ladies and gentlemen.
V excited about KFAF.
V excited.
Jesus Christ. Thursday is a new show called Debatable. It's a game show where Jared Petty hosts, and they debate top tens with two contestants. And then Friday is the Kind of Funny screencast, where all the news that you used to get, kind of, from the morning show, will actually be talked about in as educated a manner as we possibly can, with me, Nick, and hosted by the big dog, Kevin Coelho. Yeah, so it's fantastic for everybody. And we're just going to get into it right now. This is a new show. Last night, I prepped it for the first time, the very first time.
That's fun.
And I was like, I don't know even what segments to put in, what's not put we can, in. I don't even know what's going on.
I mean, look, the crux of the show is that, much like Lewis and Clark, we're explorers.
We are,
and we don't know what we're going to find when we get out to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it going to be one big party? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to get eaten by cannibals? Nobody knows.
Nobody.
But we're on an adventure right now.
We are.
Also, I feel like a lot of these shows, as always, will continue to evolve with your support and your feedback and your direct, I assume, contributions here
your
via the Twitch chat.
Contributions. There you can go. Talk to us in the chat, and of course, we'll talk back to you. Or if you are at patreon.com/kindoffunny, remember, at the bronze membership or above, you get to be part of the show and send in fun clips. This week, we didn't have that, but we're going to have it set up going forward where every week we'll put up a post.
Yep.
You guys can send us fun clips. They still got to make them through the Great Wall of Kev.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about that.
And the more things change, ladies and gentlemen, the more Kevin stays the same.
It's true.
Okay.
It's very true.
Kevin is the great. First off, I'm already disappointed that we are 7 days into the 2019 new year and we have not come up with a new. Here's the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone stop.
If you're
driving your car, pull your fucking car over to the side of the road. Turn off the engine, but keep the key in that one spot that keeps hearing my voice so that I can still come to the speaker. There are two things that are a travesty right now. One, 2019, 7 days in, Kevin the Big Dog Coelho, Kevin the Great Wall of Coelho, shock and awe Kevin Coelho has not gotten a new nickname. That's not true.
That's not true, Nick. You gave him a new nickname during the live stream we did on Friday.
What did I call him?
I don't remember.
What was it, Kevin?
I don't remember. I remember it happening.
It was good. It was like salty or something. No, it wasn't salty.
And then travesty number two, by the way, obviously, joining us for the first time, I can see his eyes right now and his dad hat. Barrett Courtney is in the back.
We finally have...
Like, our control setup has been run by Kevin for the last 2 years. He's been doing a great job. Every once in a while, things go down. He has to run around. He gets really sweaty. And then he goes, guys, it's fixed. And then we go, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got Barrett back there. So slowly but surely, with everyone's support out there, by the way, thank you guys so much for coming out on Friday. We fucking nailed our goal. We are winners. We're all champions together. But now we have Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
And Barrett's back there. I don't know what Barrett's doing back there, but I can lock eyes with them every once in a while. No, you go back there. I'm talking about you. This is Daddy's time. I'm kidding. Come to Shock. Come to Shock, Mike.
Oh, no, shit.
You're missing the point. Okay. You need a nickname.
Oh.
Everyone's got a nickname here.
Baby Boy Barrett.
No. I'm not going to give you one. I'm just saying I'm putting that thought out into the universe so that it comes back at me. I can't give you a nickname. As you know, I gave Kevin nicknames when inspiration struck. Like when he runs through the hallways. The hallway of our office, like he's a fucking Segway out of control, like he's a bike
That's
cop on a Segway
like,
out
actually.
Of control. It's not that fast, exactly, oh, wait, exactly. But he just generates momentum. That to me, I was like, this is shock and awe, Kevin.
Gotcha.
Right? Great Wall of Kevin when he's there and he goes like this. I don't like this clip. Let's move on to the second. Like, Great Wall of Kevin. So when's it gonna be? The Barrett, like, what's it gonna
what's
be?
The
for Barrett. What's it gonna be?
At Extra Life, Kevin gave me the nickname the Scout. Because we were helping Andy play Fortnite, and I was like,
pointing out
like people in the horizon.
Kevin can't give nicknames though.
No,
unless
Kevin
it's
can.
Cool Gray.
Okay, yeah. okay.
He did give Cool Gray.
Do you want the update on the
on
nickname
Kevin's
you
nickname.
Gave Kevin?
Yeah.
At the stream.
Yeah.
Was the ant.
The ant. That's right. Because he can hold.
Oh,
because
he holds things on his
so
shoulders.
Much of his more than his weight.
That was really good.
That's what it was,
Barrett. You're already earning your keep here.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah,
Barrett, get over
that.
Here real quick. I want people to see you because your shirt is fantastic. That is such a dope shirt.
This is such a, like, an Internet Explorers type of shirt. Let me tell you the story of this shirt.
Oh, my God.
It's a Facebook algorithm shirt.
those. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what a Facebook algorithm shirt is, they're listening. Facebook is listening. And anytime you sign into your Facebook, if you scroll down far enough, you get some weird ass shit that'll probably be like, you should buy this shirt. And it's oddly specific. Well, it'll be like, for a guy's name, Tim Gettys. And I'm like, that's me. How did you know?
Dude.
And it's like a shirt that'll just say, the best Tim Gettys. And yet you get this.
I get, like, every once in a while, you get really dumb, cool shit like this. And so you just, it's hard to pass up.
You know where else you can get dumb, cool shit? You can go to kindoffunny.com/store. Kevin, can you please bring up that link? Thank you very much. We have two new shirts. We're now in the housekeeping segment, by the way. We don't have fun graphics yet.
Wait, before you go to the shirts, and speaking of shirts, this is how fucking crazy this is. This happened to me the other day. And it's freaking me out. It's freaking me out. It goes off that topic we had for GOG where it's like the phones are listening to us. Is this a good or bad thing?
Yeah.
I was watching, as you know, Star Trek The Next Generation. Just occasionally having a couple episodes.
Just
relax a little bit. Wind down at the end of the evening. Watch a little Captain Jean-Luc Picard fucking wreck some shit. I get to the episode called Darmok. Now, you probably haven't seen this episode because I don't think you've watched this. Mm-mm. This is a very annoying episode of Star Trek where they meet a race of aliens that speak in references to other things that have happened in their culture. So if they were to say, like, if they were trying to describe, like, having fun, they would say Tim and Nick on the Internet Explorers, right? So what they keep saying, though, is Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra. Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra. And no one understands what the fuck they're saying because Picard's like, what are you saying? Right? That's what Picard says. They say it over and over again. The next day I'm scrolling on Instagram, see a shirt. Hey, buy this shirt. And it fucking says Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I didn't even say it. I was just watching the episode.
Did you buy a shirt?
Nah, it was ugly.
Oh, man. See?
I don't want them to win. They've already won something.
You need Barrett to algorize your algorithm.
Barrett. Oh, the algorizer?
One of the suggested names for me in the Twitch chat was Bad News Barrett.
Bad News Barrett from WWE. That's not Bad News Barrett's name.
Oh, damn.
He once kicked me in the face.
Did he really?
On the Daily Fix.
That's fine.
That was the thing that happened. We're in housekeeping now. It's kindoffunny.com/store time. You can go here. The site is finally back. You don't need to use any bit.lys or any of that stuff. Here we are. The new shirts. The Party Mode shirt. The Kind of Funny Games Daily shirt.
Yeah.
The Cinch Bag gift set.
Love it.
The Hype Snapback hat. And the shirt Nick's wearing right now. The Special Edition Glitch t-shirt.
Now,
for
the thing that you guys need to understand about this Hype hat, by the way, because I think we haven't been hyping this hat up enough. Kevin, can you please click on this hat? Click on it. Look at the underside of this hat. Holy shit. It is business on top, party on the bottom.
Oh, man. And it's a lot of party.
It's gorgeous. It looks like a wet seal.
You might see this hat as featured in my hit viral Twitter video I made over the break of how Avengers Endgame should end. Mm-hmm. Most retweets I've ever gotten in my life.
Very proud of it.
It was good. And I was wearing that hat because my hair was a little funky. And then I got even more shit for wearing the hat. It's, you know what I mean? It's a lose-lose when you're Tim Gettys.
I love that video, by the way.
Thank you.
And I love it. So I want you to know, I love it so much that I had an idea. I was going to remake it where I just said, here's how I think it's gonna happen. It was gonna get real sexual, and I was like, I don't want to do that. That's fucked up.
You just didn't want to put the time in.
No, it wasn't that. Maybe. It was like, I just didn't want to insult you because I was like, that's really good. But then I was like, but here's how it was gonna go for me. I was I'm not gonna say it.
Don't tell me.
It's brutal
because that sounds like a great KFA.
You want me to just do it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good KFA.
I kind of love it. Then moving on in housekeeping. Who gives a fuck? You guys know there's new shows. We crushed our fucking goals and stuff. Patreon, you're already fucking familiar. Thank you very much for all of that. Let's get into a segment that I'm gonna call In Other News.
We don't have anything.
We don't have it. But they can use their.
Oh, I can make. You want? Should we make?
If
another
we're
news
doing
graphic?
All the work exploring the internet, the least they can do is imagine graphics in their head.
Do you want me to just do the news graphic?
No.
Okay.
I don't, because this isn't the news. This is in other news. The news we're keeping for screencast, Kevin.
Yep.
The news is whatever I decide is news that day. So we're gonna start with the other thing. One tab over, Kevin. To the left.
What do we got?
No,
nope,
that one you just
there
closed.
It is.
Bring it back. Bring this
what
up.
What is
please.
This? Who
bring
are these
this
people?
Up. Daniel Krupa, our boy from IGN UK back in the day. He met some other nice lads that I've never met.
First off, let's stop right here. I love Daniel Krupa.
Yeah.
But he's your boy. He's not my boy.
He's not
because
your boy?
He and I vehemently disagree on Skyfall, on his Skyfall review.
Okay.
Now, I love Daniel and he has my respect, but if I see him, I have to yell at him.
So hold on. You love him. He has your respect. But really, at the end of the day, what you just explained, the one thing he doesn't have is your respect. Right?
All kidding aside, he's great. We
I went deep,
but I was like, "Oh, that feels negative." Yeah. What I meant, but I was just trying to fuck with him because like, we had a drunken, we did one of those cocos, and we had a drunken argument over. He was like, "I was like, you fucking Skyfall was an abomination." He was like, "It's a 10. He's 10, mate. Oh, go Power Rangers.
Go Power Rangers." He didn't say that. I thought that was weird.
It was weird.
We loved hanging out with him. We didn't get to hang out with him enough back in the day because he was far away
in the UK.
But at E3 and stuff, every year we would, and he's cool. Him and his boys. They pulled it kind of funny. They left IGN.
Oh, shit.
They are doing their own thing now.
Wow.
And as of today, you can go support them. They're the Prepare to Try boys. Go support them. They're fucking cool. They're awesome.
They're called Prepare to Try.
I know the other guys, if I'm being honest. But
that's awesome.
Krupa's our dude. So
that's great.
So there you go. That's some of the news.
What does RKG stand for?
Killer Guys. What do you think it stands for?
Oh, I thought that was real. I was like, wow, man.
I have no idea what it stands for. Can you scroll down, Kevin?
Right, King Governor. That's what I think it's not. Oh, right, King Governor?
Could it be their last name, maybe?
Probably. Well, no, what?
I only know one of their last names, so.
I just blanked on his name. We were just talking about him.
Krupa.
Yeah, it's probably their last names then.
I don't fucking know.
RKG. So one of the dudes is Rory.
Yeah.
So that's the R.
Yeah, oh,
and
okay.
Then one of the dudes is Gav.
Rory Koopa Gav.
That's cute. And Krupa is his last name.
That makes
goes
sense.
By Krupa.
Oh, you guys missed out, though, because Right King Governor would have been a much better name. A lot less commas.
We can swoop on that. Right, we don't have a YouTube URL yet.
Well, good for that, man. I'm glad. I'm glad to see the dream still alive in that I like to see people move on to greener pastures and try new things. And that's really cool.
Baby.
That's really cool.
But maybe sometimes you shouldn't try new things. This is the last news story of the day of In Other News Today. Pull it up, Kevin. Husband gets embarrassing list tattooed on chest to earn wife's trust.
Oh, no.
Just scroll down.
When is this?
Let's just look at this.
Let's go.
Let's look at this abomination of human society. There we go. This dude cheats on his wife. And now if you're an audio listener, God knows why you're doing that. This dude on his full abdomen region gets the beautiful words, "I, Jose L. Torres, am getting a tattoo voluntarily on on January 2nd, 2019, so that I can earn my wife's trust back for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. I am a liar, cheater, manipulator, deceiver, whore/prostitute lover, dishonest and disrespectful."
I love that. What I'd love to do is sit down with this guy and be like this, just to clarify. What is, in your opinion, the difference between a whore and a prostitute? Is one like higher class than the other? Like, is it a pay threshold? Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't know. I feel like sex worker would have been kind of covered the whole gamut on that one.
Yeah,
this is a bad idea because you're eventually, sir, you're probably, unless you've done some sort of deep searching or psychotherapy, you're probably going to go back down this road again, and you're out of space for another list.
Your boy Taters _ in the chat says that I want to get whore/prostitute lover on a t-shirt.
Now, well, I just love it. It's a slash. They were like you know, they got to that point in the discussion where she's like, "You're a liar." He's like, "I agree. Cheater, yes. Manipulator, whore lover." Well, they don't go by that anymore.
Oh,
that's
no.
A little disrespectful, you know? And she's how about we put a slash in it?
There is one thing that makes this a little bit worse. Somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They misspelled disrespectful.
Oh, no.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. Everyone knows.
He's dishonest and disrespectful.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mookie.
Also, I love that gets the "oh, no," as if that's the thing that's going to ruin his life. That's going too far.
I just feel like, when will people learn not to spell respect or regrets in a tattoo? It's just a recipe for disaster. You're not going to get it right. If you can't spell it,
what
a dumpling
says,
check, you're not
deceiver
get it.
Is also spelled wrong, but I wouldn't have known that. But it obviously is, because I before E, except after C, and that very clearly is after a C.
That's after a C. Wow, these people did not spell check this Word document.
We're about to get to the next segment of this show.
Okay.
It's a little segment I like to call Optical Illusions.
Okay, great.
Where
it's
we
a
look
schooner.
At it's optical illusions.
Where will I see the boat?
So, Kevin, please bring this up.
God.
I was surfing the internet. I was like trying to find. I was like, "What's Nick gonna enjoy today?"
I see it.
And
it's
here
a cat.
We go. I saw this.
Oh shit!
Everybody shake it.
It's a cat.
It's a fucking cat.
That's weird.
Join in the fun. See, I wanted some interactivity.
Let
we promised Internet Explorers was going to have a bit of, we give you something, you give us something. We can make this a whole fun thing together.
Let me ask you this question. How much do you think everyone is watching this just got hypnotized to like vote for like a Republican in the next election. Like, that's what I would use this shit for.
That's the Republicat.
That's the Republicat right there.
So I saw this and it inspired me and I was like, you know what? I want some more optical illusions.
Are we going more of this?
We are.
17 brain shattering.
Do I scroll down? Or?
No, go to the next tab. We have 17 brain shattering optical illusions. This gift speeds up when you look away from it.
It does. That's weird.
It is really weird. I wonder why that happens.
Does it?
Yeah.
Peripherality.
Scroll down like a little bit more.
Wait, stop for a second. What is this gift from? Because if this is from a kid's cartoon, dude.
It definitely was.
Fuck me, this is terrifying.
Some
this cat's in a
shit,
giant
man.
Meat grinder. Scroll down. Let's do this one.
Oh, I hate
stare
this
at the
one.
Cross.
This one freaks me out.
Yeah,
so
stare
much.
At the cross.
What am I supposed to do here?
Just keep staring.
Okay.
It like screws up the face.
I can't. It didn't work for me.
Just keep staring at it, Nick. It's gonna work.
Holy shit.
Optical illusions are the weirdest thing ever. So for people that aren't understanding, if you stare at this cross, these pictures of celebrities start morphing together. And
that's
look
really
like
weird.
Weird Snapchat filters.
I don't like it.
Oh my god, I love it. I love it so much.
What's up, Greg Miller?
What's that?
What's up?
Oh, I'm on the show?
Yeah.
I do whatever you want.
Dude, you can anybody who wants to explore the internet gets to do
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I'm just going to go to lunch. While you guys continue to work, because that's something that's never happened. And
oh,
fuck
shit.
You.
New times.
Fuck
new
you.
Adventures. Greg Miller.
Oh my God.
National treasure. Let's keep on going.
What is this?
What's funny, Nick, is I actually lied to you.
Why is that?
Earlier I said I saw the cat optical illusion and that inspired me for this bit. I actually saw this and it inspired me for the bit.
Yeah, doggy dog.
What do you see when you look at this?
This is clearly a reenactment of Ghost starring mm-hmm. Demi Moore and Patrick mm-hmm. Swayze.
Okay.
When they're caressing each other while making a clay pot.
Most people, they'll look at this, see a man caressing a naked woman from behind. But children who have no context for such an image mm-hmm. see 9 black dolphins.
You
nine
see them right
black
there. There's a dolphin there. There's yeah. a dolphin there with kelp
I see
in its
the
mouth.
Dolphins.
There's a dolphin there. There's one there.
So many dolphins.
And
I see the dolphin. I like that the dolphin right there has a vagina. That's the best part about it.
This is a dolphin
it's
right here.
It's a little dolphin
see,
tail, Nick.
Dolphin
oh,
tail.
That's a dolphin
Nick,
tail?
Yeah.
That's I'd never realized how much dolphin tails look like 70s
so
Bush.
So
what?
Everyone freaking out in the chat being like, hey, we can't show this. It's just a bunch of dolphins.
Why can't we show this?
First off, it's our dolphins. How dare you? We're on the coasts, ladies and gentlemen. We're artists out here.
Mm-hmm. We're on them coasts, as you can see with our beautiful background.
Beautiful.
Kevin, show us the background.
Hallelujah. To be honest, that's not the coast. That's a bay. You know, that's a
hey,
peninsula.
It's a peninsula, Kevin.
So if seagulls fly above the sea, what if they fly above the bay? What are they called?
Bagels. Or schmear.
I thought it was so funny. I went to Marina Middle School. There was a lot of seagulls, but we were near the bay, mm-hmm. and I called them bagels.
Hell yeah.
And I was in sixth grade, and people laughed. People did laugh.
God, now I want to fucking.
Here
bagel,
I am,
right?
Telling you to on a professional internet comedy show.
I'm in.
That's what this is.
That's what this sure. is, Kevin. Hey, we get to call whatever the fuck we want.
I didn't. You know I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying it's not what it is.
We called the morning show for years the nerdy news you need to know about.
We
this
did
could
do
be
that.
A professional internet comedy show.
This could be. We are professionals here. Mm-hmm. This is a quality internet video that you're watching right now, right here.
God.
Can you find the main?
Jesse Wow says just heard. Now I want to fuck a bagel.
No, I said, now I want a bagel.
You probably said want a fucking bagel, I would assume, right?
That's possible. Yeah, I don't want to fuck a bagel. I want a bagel to
Although,
fuck up my
if
mouth.
If you were going
to
fuck any food, I feel like a bagel makes a lot more sense than other things.
Nah, if I was going to fuck food, I'd get that nice, tight grapefruit.
Stop.
Just
Jesus.
Fuck that motherfucker right in the
Oh, my
right
God,
the
please.
let's keep going with the optical illusions.
Here we go. What is this? Oh,
can you
this,
find the man's face in the
can
beans?
Can I find the man's face in the beans?
I feel like
oh, there
this
it
is.
Not
that's
not an optical illusion. That's
yeah,
a Where's
right,
Waldo with
right
a
here.
Dude.
Oh, I see. That's like a Greg Miller psychotic thing.
The next one?
Keep going, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. What is it? The carpet pattern. What's that? We got to read the headline.
I know. It's just too big.
Carpet pattern makes it look like the floor like suddenly drops off. Okay. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, it does. That'd be really trippy.
That's trippy.
Pretty rad.
It looks like something out of fucking, not Interstellar. What was the other one? Inception.
All right, guys. Yeah. This next one's really good.
It is.
You ready?
If you watch this spinning dancer for a while, she starts spinning different ways.
Clockwise or counterclockwise. This is the change. She changed her. Okay. Let's watch her.
She's already flipped for me.
She hasn't
flipped.
Yeah,
it's at some point.
She just flipped again.
Yep. Oh, she flipped.
I'm not seeing this.
Oh. Oh.
Oh my God. She flipped again. This is so fucking crazy.
Every time I look away, it flips.
I don't. Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's weird. It's like
Nick,
the blue dress
see
thing.
You faking?
No, I just saw it. That's weird. Nick, you said you had to look away. Anything, you dude. Said to look away. I don't fake anything, Kevin.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
The next one?
Yeah.
So it says, stare at the gift for 30 seconds, then watch Van Gogh's Starry Night come to life.
All right, cool.
Okay. One.
Is somebody counting down?
Two. Three.
I don't know
four,
that we need to do the full 30.
You know five. I mean? Oh, no. You can just do 5 seconds of it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
5 seconds
moving.
Works.
Holy fuck.
I don't know if I want to OD on that 30-second shit. They crazy out here. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to get that crazy illusion.
Whirly.
Keep going down.
All right. What is this? Two blocks are the same color. These two blocks are the same color.
So the way to make this work is if you put your finger over the line. Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
How many people do you think they have their finger out right now?
Everyone, dude. How many people are watching live right now? Can you tell, Nick?
Well, that's not. This one sucks.
2,200.
2,200 people have their fucking fingers up.
This
right
is
now.
Not.
Yeah,
because
it sucks. Because clearly this
that's
line
not the same
is not
color.
The same color.
That's
so.
Clearly not the same color. This is stupid. Whoever did this one, you're stupid,
what
BuzzFeed.
Do you mean it's not the same color.
The top part of that box is not the same color as the bottom part of the box because
this,
it's 3D.
This,
yeah.
Well, and it's catching
the
a highlight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's the same color. If it was even light and evenly laid out, but that's not a good optical.
It's an optical illusion.
This one's stupid.
All right, I'm really interested about this next one.
Yeah.
Blink fast and wave your hand. Oh my God, we're all going to look stupid. I hope you're doing this at work and hope your boss sees you and hope you get fired for this. Blink fast and wave your hands in front of your eyes, in front of you very fast.
Oh, wow. That's cool as shit.
What do you guys
see? That's cool as shit.
What do you guys seeing?
Colors and different patterns changing and a big Kevin face coming at me. It's coming at me with his big mouth open.
It's like strobe effect.
Yeah, it's just
you just see like the designs pop up.
Okay, yeah, they're just changing the patterns,
yeah.
Right?
Go down to 10, and the blue and green spirals are actually the same color.
No fucking way.
What? No. The blue and green spirals are actually the same color. Then why would you call them blue and green spirals? Go fuck yourself. This is another one of those stupid
ones.
This
doesn't have an explanation.
Someone at BuzzFeed was like, what's the name of this list? 17? They were like, I only got 12. And someone else was like, just fucking put pictures up and tell people it's the same shit. And then, whoa!
How fucking good would it be if like number 17 just said fuck you about 10?
Fuck you. Fuck you about 10 and the two boxes. You can suck it, BuzzFeed. Someone's job at BuzzFeed is to put this shit together.
Yeah.
Do you think they're happy or do you think they're just like miserable?
I think they knew what they were getting.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they're 21 years old? They're like better than working at Starbucks?
Maybe. I don't know. I think they're at Starbucks while they come up with this
probably.
Shit.
They're like, I'm a contributor. I'm not getting paid full price for this shit. Go down. What's this next one? 11. The two orange circles are exactly the same size.
See, these cool. things always get me.
Oh, that's a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's... These always get me,
scale,
yeah.
dude.
You know what always gets me? When you take a 16:9 image
mm-hmm.
and make a 9:16 image and you mm-hmm. put them side by side and you're like, that's wrong.
There's no
that's
way.
Not right.
Yeah.
It's way too long. And then you flip it and you're like, fuck!
Yeah.
I fooled myself. I blew myself.
Go down 12. This sculpture in New Zealand was designed to look like a cartoon.
That's
Whoa,
fucking
that
rad.
That is really cool.
That's a real thing?
That's awesome.
New Zealand, man. I'll tell you
they
what.
They got it right, man.
Here's what happened. They were like, you know what? We're going to make that Lord of the Rings movie. And then it was so bad to atone for it. They're like, we'll make this cool sculpture.
Nailed so it, cool. dude. That's how
Andy's,
it happened.
Andy sucks.
Andy does suck.
Andy sucks.
Fuck Andy.
He's not in the room. That's the rule. That's kind of funny. If you're not in this room, you can and will be talked shit about.
That's true.
Scroll down, Kev.
I can't wait till we eventually get to the podcast called Talk Shit, Get Shot.
Yeah.
Where we just address internet commenters.
Holy shit. All right.
Not ours. Sarah. I mean, like, other people's. like we go on, like, Phil DeFranco's channel and just start talking shit to his people.
I love
That'll
it.
Be fun.
Stare at the yellow dots and they'll disappear.
It's the other yellow. So whichever dot you're staring at, the other ones start to disappear.
But what if the one you're staring at eventually disappears?
Nah,
it hasn't disappeared all the way.
You know what's fucking crazy for me? And
what's
this is going to sound really weird to
you
the people
Voltron's
at home.
Face?
There's two screens in front of us.
Yeah.
And I was staring at the top screen and the bottom screen disappeared. And right now I'm staring at the camera and the top screen yellow god things are gone. This is fucking crazy.
I don't like this life. This is bullshit
weird.
Magic.
I fucking love it.
Some bullshit magic.
Let's keep going.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's put that back up.
These two monsters are the same size. Yeah, see, dude.
That's not true.
Optical illusion.
That's just not true.
That's just not true.
I don't believe this.
Look at his nip. Yeah, his nip's the same size.
No. I mean, just grab it with your hand. Go, like, stick your hand out. Yeah, and then move up.
Yeah, but I'm bad at that. Because I naturally just go, oh, put it a little smaller to make it the same size.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, how long is it? And you're like, oh, it's 6 inches.
Oh, yeah, I was like, I'm like, that. It's 6 inches. It's a solid six inches.
That monster looks like it's a good solid 6 inches, right?
Yeah.
All right, next.
It looks very familiar, that monster. A little hairier on the edges.
Where does the man go? Mango.
Wow. Oh, it's a glass reflection adding the man.
But where is he?
He's against the building or something.
Probably sitting across from the building, yeah.
Oh.
That's a trip.
That's terrifying cool. shit, though. That's some shit. If I see in real life, I'm like, no, I'm out.
You got to kill
that's
the guy.
That's cool. All right, keep going.
Kill him dead.
Now, see, they're just reusing shit. They couldn't even get 17.
Fucking BuzzFeed,
try harder. Those motherfuckers, I'm sure they're like, oh, we've done the research, and 17 is the most clicked on number.
They have to.
I do.
For optical illusion videos, it has to be 17. What about 12? No. No.
Should we watch this or we're not watching?
Sure, why not?
See, again, this is Boogie.
Oh, Boogie had made this? But we're home, you know.
No, here's the problem though. It's gonna be the same thing.
Yeah.
We're not trying to OD, dude. I'm getting a little.
What else are we supposed to do after this?
Just look at your hand. Oh my god, yeah.
I stopped.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
My hand looks all blubbery.
Wiggly. The thing about I love these videos.
We need to watch this so I can make the headline for this video, 17 optical illusions that will blow your mind.
There you go.
I just wished it up.
Cutting these hot dogs.
That's awesome.
Oh, one was a drawing, you idiot.
People that can draw that well should be murdered. That's too much talent. You got too much fucking talent, dude. If you can fool me like this, what else are you doing?
Oh, man, yeah. That's fucking weird. That's fucking weird.
We gotta be real careful about this next segment.
We're good. Ladies and gentlemen, that was hold on, Nick. Don't give it away. Because we just finished the section I like to call optical illusions.
Barrett, can you bring Uncle Nicky another one of his happy juice?
We are now heading into a new section called...
No, I keep this daddy for the ice. The other ones, I think, are on my desk. There's another Diet Coke on my desk. Sorry. Continue, Tim.
A new section called The Wonders of World Star.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to do. The WorldStarHipHop.com.
Mm-hmm.
Infamous among the internet crowd.
Well, let's put it this way.
We said we'd go to the deepest, darkest corners of the internet. And you know what? We're not going to go that dark. We're not going to go that deep. But we are.
This is pretty dark and deep. And I know this because every other day, Cool Greg says something. Oh, man, I saw that shit on WorldStar. But what he said before that, I'm like, that's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrifying.
Guys, so the way I'm going to do this, I'm showing it right now because there's nothing bad on this page.
I checked
I'm
already.
I'm going to come back.
We're fine.
Kevin,
here's what we're going to do.
I'm listening.
We're going to scroll down because WorldStar always has these fucking paid feature things.
But I don't want to scroll down while looking.
There's nothing. There's
just
no
in
problem.
Case, just
it's,
in case.
It's safe for work.
Here's what
thumbnails
I want.
Thumbnails are all safe for work.
Kevin is doing.
Yes. Because I've looked at...
Kevin. We're fucking adults here, ladies and gentlemen. What show is this? Is this Kind of Funny Games Daily? Is this the Kind of Funny Podcast?
I love Tim Ragnarok.
Is this debatable? No.
All right.
It's Internet Explorers.
Kevin.
We need to explore the... Who's
you can't
explore
be
the
afraid of
don't?
The cavern. What's in the cavern? You got to just go spelunking. Let's fucking spelunk, Docky Dog.
Dude.
Put your little light on your head, and we'll grease you up, and let's get you in that hole.
I'm so scared, guys.
No,
what are
you're
you scared
gonna be
about,
fine.
Dude? The
Listen,
wonders of
well,
World
that's,
Star.
That's a little gross.
You're allowed to show that, though.
Let's put it this way.
These
if you can show
thumbnails.
It on Instagram, you can show it on Twitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So these are all thumbnails.
I don't think fine. That. First of all, I don't think that's true at all. I think you're just saying that.
Well, it sounded right.
Go down and tell me which ones you have problems with, Kevin.
None.
That
I'm
one right
scared.
There, I have
can
a problem
Can we give
with.
Him a new nickname? I feel like he deserves a new nickname right now.
Oh, Kevin the Curmudgeon Coelho?
Oh, damn.
Curmudgeon Kevin Coelho? Oh, Daddy Kevin. Daddy want milk, mommy.
I hate you guys.
What are we clicking on here? Are we gonna look
we
at
don't need to click. That's what I'm saying. The Wonders of World Star. We're not gonna click on him. We're just gonna look. We're just seeing what's popping off today in the world of World
There's
Star.
There's a girl with 1,000+ letters in her name. That's pretty baller.
I wonder what her name is.
Oh god, I'd like to know. It's from the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Whoa. 1997.
Scroll up a bit, Kev. I want to see what else we got going on. We got see two workers fall off a scaffolding. This website's fucked up.
Yeah. Like I want to. Can I watch the two workers? Oh,
no.
Man,
see, That's where we need to draw a line somewhere, Nick. We get to look
they're
at
not
the
gonna
thumbnails.
Die. They're not gonna die.
They might die. They it's might World die. Star.
Although well, they give you warnings. If
wait, I'm gonna put. Yeah, they're gonna give us a warning also. And B, how is that any different than falling off one of those real long things that you build in Fortnite.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. If Twitch can show Fortnite, the violence on Fortnite, we can watch a guy falling to maybe his death on a scaffolding on WorldStar. We can delight in someone's death.
So we'll move on now, Kev. We'll move on from the wonders of WorldStar. Yeah, you kind of put a damper on the exploring.
Captain Curmudgeon.
You don't want to see this guy's trying to steal something from a car?
Here's the thing, Kevin. Click I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I'm listening.
I verified that this page was safe. I cannot verify that clicking in is safe.
But I can cut out, click in, and then we
I'm more interested in the girl with 1,000-plus letters in her
I
name.
Do want to know this girl
I just
with
feel like
plus
that
letters.
It's going to be just, like, she's got a lot of letters. Now, is there
She's
anything?
Got a lot of letters.
It's Kevin's like, let me just let me redact it for you a little bit.
What's happening
here? Here's what I want you to do, Kevin. I want you to click on this YouTube video. Mm-hmm. Don't play. Just pull. Let's go over there. Bring this up.
Thank you, everyone in the chat who's doing the 11:45
full
emote.
Screen or?
I want to full screen. You. I want people to see this. Not like that.
Oh, okay. Also, there are no 11:45 constraints on this show. Is that correct? And we haven't
I just told everyone to throw it in there because I like to know when it's 11:45.
We need to know what time it is, though. How else will we know what time it is, Kevin? He's really pissing me off today.
I know. I'm sorry. What you do. You take it, you stuff it down into a bottle, and then 6 months from now, you just explode.
Yeah?
Just explode. He likes it when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scroll down a bit. What?
That was it? You're done? That was a very short lunch.
So just a bit of karma that all the restaurants down there close on Mondays. Oh. So I apologize for flicking you off and screaming at you. I'm not free, to usually go to lunch, so I don't know those things.
Mm. I will say this.
There is
as a for honest.
It's always open.
An honest.
Very winded from our stairs.
You can walk one more block past and actually be at the mall. And you
I don't like the mall like you guys like the mall.
Chipotle.
I
don't
like the mall.
I don't like the mall at all.
Here's what I did. I did the crazy Chipotle. Audible, right? Just ordered from Bacon.
Ooh, did you get a bouquet?
Kevin, have I ever not ordered you a bouquet of bacon for Bacon Bacon?
A bouquet of bacon?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. The other night, I was surprised by something. And I didn't know this could happen.
Uh-huh.
But your wife,
Jean-Pierre,
love of your life, lovely human being,
you tip your hat to her and look at the sky? Okay, just make sure.
Well, I don't know what you do. I can't remember. She goes, Nick, I know you guys are all having a great time. Everyone's a little tired. Do you want me to take point on just getting some food here for everyone? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, but people have told me they don't want pizza. And I think I keep saying pizza because it's funny to me. It's to delight in other people's torment because I'm just a sad, broken human being at the core of me whose life has just gone by like that. And totally. I look at myself and I'm like, I should have been just retired by now.
Right.
She was like, what about McDonald's? Some nugs? And I was like, that is the best fucking idea that anyone's
ever had.
Fuck
me up with nugs.
Or fast forward. 4 hours later, there's still nugs left. Did not know that if you leave nugs out, they get soggy.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was fucking
so
gross.
Yeah.
I still ate them. Still ate them.
Oh, I ate the shit out of them, man.
Kevin and I ate some yesterday.
But it was gross.
Ooh. Oh.
It was you bad. Ate them yesterday? What the fuck
the
is
same
a day?
Nugs.
Oh, God.
It tasted like a paper
Are you sure
towel.
Those are the same nugs? Because there was nugs in there for like 5 weeks ago.
No, it was the same nugs. It was the same nugs. And Kevin ate one just straight out the fridge. And that was a no-no.
Yeah,
then I microwaved them. And that was also a no-no. The first one, we're like, it's okay. I had another one. I'm like, oh, no.
No.
It was bad.
That's going to blow out your O-ring.
Are we watching this video?
No. What I wanted to do is I don't want to watch the video. I want to do what any actual proper internet explorer, any internet exploring professional would do is try to find the answer and just scroll into the comments.
Yeah,
what is it? Someone must have left in the comments. You know what I mean?
Has the longest.
Looks like her name is Jamie. I'm not, you know what I mean?
That is an astute observation, Kevin. That is astute.
It says maybe. Jamie has the longest world in the longest Wait, personal.
What does that? What does that mean? Has the longest personal in world.
Someone was asleep on the Chiron.
Who made that Chiron? Oprah, Jesus Christ! You got billions of dollars. Get someone who can write. What
Scroll
is this?
Down, Kevin.
What is
are we,
it?
Are we showing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
There was clear
no
instructions.
One told me.
Except I did.
Yeah. Except for then he then Greg walked.
Doesn't
in.
Matter. Clear rules here at the internet.
I love it.
God, see, I'm having a great time. This is the internet letting me down.
Just Google every letter in the alphabet and see what happens.
There's how many letters?
Wait, just
there?
Scroll. I bet if Kevin scrolled through the video, we could figure out what this woman's name was.
Zach Hauser did it.
That's her name?
Is that her name?
Maybe.
No way.
Click read more.
That's fake.
We'll never know. Last of it's Carne. Oh, wow.
Williams. Yeah, that's her.
Wow.
That's it. That's it, man. That is a lot of letters.
That's got to be illegal. I just want you to know that. I'm pretty sure our government would be like, that's too many letters.
Too many letters.
Too many letters.
Too many letters.
Too many letters. Oh, my God. By the way, have you watched his new special?
I did. Chris D'Elia's new special for Comedians of the World.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Did you hear him do the jokes that he did at the Comedy Store when
he was
wearing that? Yeah, I did. He's like, I said, you want guys, dick, on your back. I was like, that was pretty funny. I didn't watch the other ones, though. I forget who else is in that. But
it was real good stuff.
I like the 30 minutes.
30-minute comedy sets.
That's better.
It's where it's at. Okay?
Did you put a Zerg in that?
Guys, you can't ruin the show. You can't ruin this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by Slack. We use Slack every day here at Kind of Funny.
I use Slack before the show. I was like, Barrett, I need dope-ass gift that Tim made of, or you made, or someone made of the Internet Explorer so I can get it hyped for people.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he just Slacked it to me.
Here's what we're going to do. On Internet Explorers. All right? I have to have a real heart-to-heart with you about some things.
Listen to Tim.
We can't swear during the ad reads. We can't swear 20 seconds before or after the ad reads.
What did I say?
You said ass during Slack, and like, I know it's like weird, but I feel like Slack's not going to like that.
Listen, I'm telling you right now. There's a movie called Kick-Ass, and they put that on posters. It's fine. All right,
let's not swear for 20 seconds. What
we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to act like adults for a little bit.
Are we going to do a new segment called Can Nick Not Swear for 20 Seconds?
We'll do that later. What we're going to do now is we're going to pretend this didn't happen.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into a different segment, and then we'll come back, and then we'll do the ad reads.
You already did it. It's 20 seconds. Do the ad reads now. We haven't sworn for the last 20 seconds.
Right. I don't want them to listen and then go back and be like, what are they doing? Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's fair. What's the next segment?
The next segment is called Clickbait.
Don't call us out, by the way, because there's going to be so many chat. Oh, they did this.
Nick, we've moved on.
What is clickbait? I'm going to get after you in the fucking chat.
Wait, you ask. Barrett asked me earlier. He saw the run of the show.
It's so and he's like, brilliant.
What is clickbait?
I love this segment.
Everybody that knows
the
internet knows Zergnet.com.
Zergnet.
You might be familiar with this thing called Taboola. You probably don't know it's called Taboola, but it's the thing, it's the algorithm. We are in the algorithm.
It's the thing
right
at the bottom
now.
Of every single page that every website goes, oh, if we install this, we'll make a little extra money. IGN, not the least of which was IGN. That's how we know it's called Taboola. They were like, oh, you got to do the Taboola module. And it's the thing that by far the most fascinating thing on any website that doesn't exist.
Yes.
That's not real.
Exactly.
And it always goes to Zergnet.
And for some reason, it's all it is a clickbait site where they'll come up with these headlines that everybody wants to click on.
God, the amount of
times I went down this rabbit hole.
Because
the thing
is,
they're all the same. You click in, you get to this site.
These 17.
Then you click in one of these, and it takes you, there's so many sites you need to click to get the information.
How to do it. Should we take a bet?
So,
because here's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I know this is a great segment. We're going to pick one of these, right?
Yes.
And then we got to take a bet on how many pages it is, though. Like, I want to click on the 2019 Golden Globes biggest moments with that amazing photo of Sandra Oh. But I'm wondering, how many pages do you think it's going to be before we get to all of the moments?
I like that. Because
it's always like 50 pages for like 10 moments. So you're like, how the fuck is that possible?
My idea for this segment was just going to be, we look at this, front page, without scrolling, and just decide which one do we want to look into the most.
Yeah.
But we can combine this. We choose which one we want to look into, and then we decide. We bet on the
this
the
is a
pages.
Good one, though. Embarrassingly bad TV shows that got canceled almost immediately. I think that might have to be the one that I want. Or Meghan Markle's most gorgeous looks yet. Because I do love Meghan Markle.
All right.
Princess Meghan Markle.
Let's choose one and get going.
Let's see.
Well, this is for the audio listeners. Because people can't. A lot of people listen to this podcast. I have it on good authority. Even though this is the first time we've ever done this.
Mm-hmm.
We have at least 10 people listening to this in there. Watch out! I'm just fucking with them. I like to say it in the car.
They don't know what's happening.
Are you sure you don't want to do best ooey gooey butter cake bars?
I think we have to go with the best ooey butter cake bars. Don't click, Kev. Don't click. We need to take bets. How many pages are in the best ooey gooey butter cake bars?
I'm coming in at 15.
I'm going 17.
I was going to say 12.
I was going to say
23. Jeez. Let's go in, baby.
Oh, this is from a site. This goes to a site called Life Made
One?
Delicious. This
what?
Is a problem.
Whoa. What?
Oh, my God. These
Do
look great.
Did we not click on these enough? Because that was just like, here's a recipe.
What? Wow.
That's crazy.
Zergnet. Cleaning up your act.
It's half a page.
I will say this. Wait, Kevin. I want to see these gooey, gooey, gooey thingies. Go out, scroll down.
Gooey, gooey butter cake.
Man, those look good. Keep going. There they are right there. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Cream cheese swirled carrot cake bars. Go fuck yourself. Those look good. If you show up to my party with those, you're going to get some kudos from me, sir and or ma'am.
You guys,
Kratz in the chat says, this is unprecedented. It really is.
It really is.
Don't click anything more, Kevin.
No.
I was just looking at it. It does say the best ooey gooey.
Singular.
It was just the one. It wasn't clickbait.
Oh, my God. Zergnet coming through. Next week, we'll have to return. We'll see.
Oh, we're just doing one?
That's it. That's a great segment.
Where do they get the word Zerg from? Because weren't the Zerg from Starcraft? That's what it was.
Yeah.
I wonder if
Zerg Buzz's dad.
What?
Yeah.
From Toy Story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Huh. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, what I do know is this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by Slack. We use Slack every single day of our lives, whether it's a work day or a weekend. We communicate.
I use Slack today. Mm-hmm. I said, Barrett, do you have that amazing gift that you made of the Internet Explorers logo? And he goes, I'll Slack it to you. And I was like, that's great. And then I tweeted it out.
I love that Slack has become such a normal thing in our lives, that Slack is a verb. You know what I mean? We use it as, I'll Slack it to you.
Joey Noel just slacked me a message saying, I'm slacking you right now. Didn't even feel it. It was painless.
Bring your phone up to the mic so that we can hear it. And Joey, please slack him again.
Hold on. Well, oh no, it's
he probably has it muted.
No, it's on here.
Oh, it was on that.
Give it to me again. Give Joey, us a slack me
Joey.
Again. Oh. All right, we were talking over it. Yeah. One more time, Joe.
There we go. It happened.
That's
we
the feeling of we efficiency right there, ladies and gentlemen.
With mobile apps for iOS.
Here's the thing. I want you to. I could have gotten up and talked to Joey. But I don't want to do that.
No.
I just yelled and she slacked and now we're talking.
With mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, you can always pick up where you left off no matter where you are. We use it to send all of our thumbnails for all of our metadata for all the shows. It seriously is kind of the backbone of this company. We've been able to cut down on emails a ridiculous
Thank
amount.
Thank God,
being able to communicate back and forth easily. Barrett just joined the team. It was super easy to set up his new channel and be able to talk to him. So that's fantastic. Slack is where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. That's slack.com. Next up, shout out to Quip for sponsoring this first ever episode of the Kind of Funny.
Let me tell you guys,
Quip, Internet Explorers.
Quip is the electric toothbrush you need in your life. It turns out for the last 38 and a half odd years. I'm almost 39. That's scary. I have been brushing my teeth for approximately a minute and a half less than I should be brushing my teeth. Mm-hmm. Quip is awesome. It looks cool. It's got its cool little carrying case that you can put on the mirror and then take off and put into your little bag yourself. And it's got this timer in it that says, hey, you're not brushing your teeth long enough. It doesn't actually say it to you. It just, you turn it on and it vibrates for 2 minutes and then pulses every 30 seconds. So it changes quadrants of your mouth. And it reminds you, hey, you haven't done the upper left side yet. So do the upper left side. That's probably why there's a little grime right there. And you go, oh, look at that. The thing? And I got a thing stuck in there. And then you pull out a popcorn kernel from like 17 months ago. I haven't been to the movie theater in 17 months. How long has this thing been in my tooth?
Since The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, the fire rises. Get a Quip. Go.
That's why Nick loves Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25 and you get to if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/KFMS. And finally, shout out to MeUndies once again sponsoring this illustrious show for the very first time. I'm wearing MeUndies right now. I do every day. I'm wearing MeUndies socks. MeUndies head to toe. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. The microfibers, they're so soft.
Everyone in this office on that MeUndies train. Mm-hmm. Now, they've converted 99% of us.
99% of us. And you know what? That 1%, we need them because we need them to go to MeUndies.com/morning, where they can get 15% off their first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. So that's the thing. You know we love MeUndies. Greg Miller, the only underwear he owns.
He's wearing
Tim Gettys, the only underwear I own. Kevin Coelho, he's working on it. Is he wearing them right now?
Yep.
I'm going in.
Kevin has told me personally, he's like,
I'm just wearing black.
Oh, look at you. Oh, stealth mode. Mm-hmm. Kevin said, if I don't wear MeUndies, I wear nothing. And he means nothing. Like, he showed up, no pants, just nothing. Super illegal.
MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction. A guarantee. Man, what
good
a fun read. Show. We're
good
having.
Ad read, ladies
this
and
is,
gentlemen.
This is so good. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show that I'm going to tell you about patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you are a bronze member, you get to be part of the show. And starting next week, there will be a weekly post that goes up where you get to submit fun clips for us to watch during the show. And at the silver membership level, you can get the show ad free. So you don't need to listen to Nick talk about toothbrushes or me talk about underwear. But we're probably going to do it anyway throughout the show because it's what we do here at Internet Explorers. We explore the internet, and we're going to show you examples of what fun clips could look like. We're looking for things that are really short. Some of these are a little bit longer, but you know what? They passed the Great Wall at Tim. So we're going to get in here. Kev, please bring it up.
Give me 1 second.
Sorry. I thought I could text my wife while you did that. That spiel, great spiel, by the way.
Yeah.
But I needed it to be like 5 seconds longer because I didn't want people to know that I wasn't paying attention to you.
It's okay. But I can explain it all again to you.
Later, when we go to Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Are we watching Fun Clips right now?
We're watching Fun Clips.
Are we still spelling Fun Clips with a Z?
We are still spelling Fun Clips with a Z. Dude, we didn't really have any options, man. Here's the thing. Yesterday I was looking at
this. This looks terrifying.
This is a video called Swiss Mishap.
This is a terrible
idea. I found it because I saw a headline that says guy hang gliding gets disconnected from hang glider.
Bad idea.
So go to the beginning, Kev.
Fuck me. This is terrifying. This is why I don't do shit like this.
Yeah. Just hit play. Let's just like see how this goes.
This is gonna my first scroll time hang gliding. Had an unexpected twist when I left the ground and unattached from the glider. Warning: content may be disturbing to some, including my wife. Ha! Well, you're still alive. Swiss mishap is what this is called.
So here we go.
This guy did not do the safety check.
No,
oh, this he did me. So the guy on the left in the in the so plaid shirt is me, and it's not. What is it? Just not attached.
Yeah. And immediately he realizes it.
Just let go. Let go, you dumb fuck. I would have just let go.
Can you imagine?
I mean, this guy's got great upper body strength. Now at this point, it's too long to let go.
It's just adrenaline, man.
Holding on by my hands. I'm not attached, motherfucker. Land.
Sir. I don't understand. Sir.
Oh, shit.
And now that guy's like, oh, dude.
The pilot is trying to maneuver to quickly land. I would be like, just drop me on the house. It's fine. I've been to Fortnite. I can just land.
Why is he going more?
Go down, you dumb shit. Maybe aim for a tree, question
dude,
mark?
Dude, they don't end until down there.
You're kidding me.
No. You want me to cut to the end?
Scroll forward a little bit, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I mean,
they had to get all the way down because like the wind just kept bringing him up or else they're going to just go straight into the trees.
And he's still hanging on.
Yeah.
No, but barely, though. I mean, this guy's got really good upper body strength.
He just comes in and crash landing,
it's upper
man.
Body strength or die, so.
Oh, no. Coming in hot. Tuck and roll, buddy. Panda roll.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no. You got a panda roll.
He breaks a bunch of stuff. It's unfortunate.
Did he break a bunch of stuff?
He broke just his wrist.
No, he also like tore. He said at the end.
He just ate shit. I'll tell you what, though. That's a fun lawsuit. And you got photographic evidence
of the proper way to land.
My right wrist suffered a fragment of radial fracture, which required surgery. A titanium plate and 7 screws were installed, and I was released the following afternoon. God, you got to scroll a little bit slower on this one, buddy. Good luck getting through the airport security with that fucking thing. I also tore my left bicep tendon from holding on as long as I did. It beat the alternative. Fuck yeah, Dad.
Yeah.
What, death? Yeah. That was the first day of our vacation in Switzerland. Base jumping tomorrow, question mark. Awesome.
You know what? Dude.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about this. Well, while the pilot made a critical error in our pre-flight setup by not attaching me to the glider, he did all he could do to get me down to the ground as quickly as possible while grabbing onto my harness and flying with one hand.
There's more. There's one more
thing. There's more. I will go hang gliding again as I did not get to enjoy my first one.
Cool. You got to love that he has a good attitude about
Here's the question. Two questions. Uh-huh. One, do you go back to that same person? Because you got to figure the guy's going to be real fucking safe now.
That's a good call.
You know?
That is a good call.
Like right after Southwest, that person got sucked out of the plane Southwest. I was like, got to fly Southwest, man. They're going to really be on their game now.
I will never get sucked out of this plane.
No, fuck no.
Yeah.
Second question. Do you go hang gliding again after that?
No, I wouldn't.
I definitely wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
But
no
I would
chance.
Also feel kind of like maybe you would, because what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, what's your nightmare experience with hang gliding? Is that you're gonna fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy just proved to himself. If I get disconnected, fall. I'm gonna go.
I'm fine.
Shout out to the
he
guy
actually
though.
Hang glided.
Yeah, he really
glowed.
Did. Hang Shout glowed. Out to that guy though, because I would have been like, oh, I think I'm disconnected, and just let go and fallen 5 feet.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning, I'm like, oh shit, I don't think I'm connected, and let go and just tuck and roll. And they're like, bye, motherfucker, I'm suing you.
Well, I think that he didn't realize until he was probably like high enough that he was like, well, I'm not just going to drop.
Well, also, I think it's a fight or flight thing where it's like, oh shit, something feels wrong. I'm going to grab out as hard as possible.
Yeah, probably. Wow. Dude, that's crazy though that his adrenaline kicked in and he held so hard that his bicep tore.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Ugh. I mean, imagine.
That sounds so painful.
I would be dead.
You would have died.
I would have died.
You would have died.
So hard.
That guy must have had to hang on for at least
right,
like 5 minutes.
To be fair, though, that was like a 3.5 minute
I explained that earlier. Okay. I explained it earlier. It's like, I want fun clips that we're looking at like the 17 second is like, to me, the optimal fun clip.
Yeah.
And real talk, 6 seconds. RIP Vine, man. They really had something special going on there. But these are just things I found. And like I said, they went through my wall. These are worth watching.
Kebabs on TV in the chat brings up a very good point. Says, Tim almost died rock climbing in Hawaii, though.
No, it wasn't rock climbing.
First off, it was not rock climbing. Diving. Second off, it was jumping off of rocks into water. Third off, I didn't almost die. My friend almost died. I almost died. I knew I'd be okay the entire
time.
What
were you doing that? You have no business doing anything of that extremity.
You got out of the water, right? Or were you in the water with Dan Lewis down there?
I mean, I eventually got out. Eventually, it was just him. Until the Greek goddesses jumped in the water and saved him.
Oh, it's hot.
I was down there with him for almost the whole time, remember?
No, we all ended up getting up, and it was just him.
At some point, then the goddesses came in. They jumped in way earlier,
Who are these Greek goddesses? You left this part out of the story.
It's the whole story. You can watch it on an old episode of the Game Over Greggy show.
A bunch of nurses?
Yeah.
Like,
did you see the... Have you ever seen Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
It was pretty much the first third of that movie happened and saved my friend's life.
Oh, my God. What a way to get saved.
That's I know. Trust me. Like. Would I do it again? See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I watched this hang glider guy. I'm like, I wouldn't do it again. Would I jump off a cliff again? Yeah. I might get saved by Wonder Woman.
Fucking A, man. If I knew I was about to die and Gal Gadot jumped in after me, I'd be like, this is how I want to go, Gal. Just let it go.
Just let it go,
Gal. Just staring at your face.
Gotta let it go.
And then I'd just sink down into the abyss and be like, happy, happy.
And you would do it all backwards. That's a weird segue that you'll understand in a second. Please, Kevin, bring up the next clip.
Motherfucker is driving backwards.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What is it? Hell fast.
Why?
It's probably because the car could only go in reverse.
That's not, like, no.
Why? It's probably why would the classic car probably only be able to go in reverse?
Just like the seminal film License to Drive, where Corey Haim has to drive his pregnant mother, who is in labor, to the hospital, but he's fucked up the car so bad, the only gear that works is reverse. And he drives really fast in reverse in that Cadillac.
My God.
That's amazing.
What's up, Kev?
How good are you at driving in reverse?
Terrible.
Me? Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 2, maybe three.
I legitimately think I'm phenomenal at driving in reverse.
Kevin, you think you're phenomenal at everything, though. There is not one thing that you do that you don't think you're the best at.
That's not true. At all.
Barrett, you've been working here for 2 days. Can you confirm or deny this?
I will have to side with Kevin on this one.
Okay. Well,
close.
You guys are. That's because he's your drug dealer.
I'm just gonna say that.
Can you get out of this? I don't know what this is.
I don't know either. It creeped me out though. Slide.
This is a picture of a baby. Oh, this is terrifying. Get off this.
Yeah, get off this. Now the final fun clip of the day. This one is a little long. That's somewhere in the middle that I'm looking for, Kev. So yeah, click right about. No. Go before. Okay. So before you click play, this is a Tesla that used its auto engineering,
the auto drive
science systems.
Sure.
To not crash.
All right, ready? No audio on this bad boy. Just a heads up.
So we're in a Tesla right now? Oh shit.
Whoa. All good.
Didn't hit the car.
Yeah, the other car did, though. So apparently Volkswagen needs to work on their self-driving vehicles a little bit. Because that diesel just fucking went up that ass.
What's the VW stand for? Very weird.
Very dumb.
Very, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh my God.
Dude, there was a span in my life when I was in my early 20s where I just kept getting into car accidents.
Really?
I was so, like, I'm such a boring driver now because back in the day, I used to just not give a fuck and I just kept rear-ending people. I would, like, pull out of parking lots and just smash into people's cars and somehow total them. It was the worst fucking thing.
Can we decide if the VW is in the wrong? I know that it hit it.
If it's California, it's in the wrong.
No, I know, but I want us to analyze the video
100%.
And be like, oh, the dude in front either hit the brakes perfectly fine or too early.
No, there's no such thing as hitting the brakes too early if you're in the front.
Well,
you're braking.
You can hit it really aggressively, though.
It doesn't matter.
You're right.
Trust me, I've rear-ended enough people. Yeah. Okay, no, that guy just wasn't paying attention.
He wasn't paying attention.
That's 100% his fault. Damn, he lifted him up.
Damn.
That, you can fuck someone
up.
Yeah,
the Volkswagen dude. He was trying to change lanes like a fucking idiot. Never changed lanes.
They're in Georgia.
Stay in your lane.
Georgia. Made in Georgia. Walking Dead.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. So we're running out of segments for this first episode, but there was one that I definitely wanted to make sure that we got to, and that's one that I'm lovingly calling People Are Funny. Now, it's a play on a thing of Reddit Patreon.com/r/funny.
Mm-hmm.
So r/funny, a thing that I frequent probably every night before I go to bed. Just when I'm all out of scrolling on Instagram, when I'm all out of scrolling on Twitter and Reset Era and all the things, and I'm like, I just need to scroll some more because I'm addicted to this internet.
You like to scroll? Let's go for a scroll.
I go to r/funny. So what I wanted to do is just scroll down for the first couple of them, and me and you decide, are they funny?
Yeah. r/they funny.
So go down to the first one, Kev.
Bald man hit the head by soccer ball. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah?
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that is funny. Damn, he must have got hit real hard.
Oh, man, this is the muddy day.
Real muddy day. Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe not that hard.
That's fucking funny. But I also feel like, by the way,
guys, that's fake as shit. Lines. Those are some clean.
That's too clean.
Soccer balls
that's fake
have
as
those
shit.
Clean things.
Yeah, but a soccer ball, if you think the velocity it hits, it's going to bounce off. It's going to blur one of those lines. That shit's
fake.
Dude,
I don't think so, man. Remember when everyone knows play like in the UK or handball as a kid and those red rubber balls, and when they hit you in the face and then you get the marks? Those things go in, they go out. Soccer balls, I've seen people do bicycle kicks. I played Final Fantasy X.
It's tough.
That shit happens, dude. That would happen. I'll give this funny.
I'll give this not funny. That's down.
You already said yes.
No, I reevaluated it. I'm like, it's fake.
It's not fake.
That's a fake-ass photo right there.
That's an ad.
What the fuck?
Nah. This ain't it, fam.
Down.
There's always a bigger... Nah.
So this was really this was January, right,
December. January, December, November.
I don't... Oh, is that a frost giant?
Oh, winter's coming. Nah. Not funny.
No. Reddit, try harder.
Penguin eats all the fish, gets fat, and refuses to walk, mate, and communicate. They got me. Look at that fucking penguin. First off, refuses to walk.
That's like a penguin.
He didn't refuse to comment. Like, he was like, hey, are you going to walk? And he's like, mm-mm.
No.
You going to mate? Mm-mm. You going to communicate? Oh, shit.
Wait. By the way, that's how I feel after I leave Torchy's Tacos. And you'll get that if you live in the greater Austin area.
Oh,
one more. Man. Let's go one more. What is this? I just got home from my wife in our bedroom, and I see this shit on the bench. Felt the rage of the gods growing within me. Then I turned it over.
Yeah. Thought it was a condom. It was just a moth trap. Or was it? His wife is a dirty fucking whore.
Maybe.
Jesus.
Damn. Hey. Maybe they call condoms moth traps. In the UK or wherever this is from. You never know.
Yeah.
Because if your pee-pee's like a moth, it traps it.
I want to see one more.
I don't know what that means, Nick.
Oh, I've seen this one before.
Yeah, I've seen it before. Was funny. It's no longer
funny.
Funny
when I first saw it.
You know what I mean?
Is that Robin Williams? It's Robin Williams, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's Robin Williams at the...
Palace of Legion of Honor.
Yeah.
We shot there for the Kind of Funny Game Showcase.
We did.
All right, cool. That was People r/funny for this week. And the word of the day, a lot of people have been asking, what is the word of the day? Where can I find the word of the day? If you're getting rid of the morning show, how am I going to fucking learn words? Mm-hmm. Don't worry. The Internet Explorer's got your back. I had a whole fun word planned, but we're going to have to keep that one to next week because on the Kind of Funny Games Daily, I learned a new word today.
Mm-hmm.
That word
is... whore/prostitute?
It was obfuscate.
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 We don't know how to say it.
It's obfuscate.
Where do you see this?
Obfuscate.
But it's pronounced obfuscate.
Well, I've always called it obfuscate. Obfuscate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I added. Let me give you the definition if you want to use it in a word to impress your friends. It's to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. Or to bewilder someone. Bewilder, also a good word, but not the word of the day that we're looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, please put obfuscate in the comments today, and someone may or may not read them. Ignacio Rojas.
I like reading the comments.
I guarantee you that Ignacio Rojas will read it.
This
he will
thing.
Read the comments.
Oh, he does.
He's
it.
Our official comment reader of the Internet Explorers.
I'm going to read the comments too. I like reading the comments.
Yeah.
I also like reading putting comments. In very subtle jabs to Greg Miller in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by subtle, I just put Greg sucks.
Greg does suck. So. Now, okay, the final two segments of the day, a segment I like to call Chat Room, where we talk to the chat. It was the best I can come up with.
That's good.
It felt
that's
like
good.
It fit with the internet exploring theme, you know?
This is the thing. I want graphics for all these things, and I want this one to just be like scrolling through a chat.
That's it.
Just today's
and
chat.
And then there's sub-only chat room.
Okay.
Private chat. Is that what it's called?
Sub-only chat.
Oh, private sub-only chat's good. Room. One-on-one chat, too, where they're like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Holding the chat says, you suck, Miller. It just made me happy.
Awful no, things sucks. Is an appropriate person to say. Tim has hard nips.
So hard. All
oh, they're
day.
A little BBs. Kevin, you like yeah. Kevin? It, you have the same nipples.
It's
so
really
tiny
soft.
BBs.
Nick, touch that thing.
I'm seeing it though. I can see the outline.
You can
of it
see
too.
It. It's just wait, they're not hard
because you got those nice brown nips.
I have little pinkies, dude.
You little pinkies?
Yeah.
I can see them through the white. It's
Nick,
tasty.
How big are your nips? Because you're always talking about how small my nips. That looks about the right size.
Yeah, they're not bad.
You just got these nice. You're like, I'm not talking about the actual. What's the round part called?
Areola.
The areola. I'm not talking about that. That doesn't matter to me. You've got little tiny beautiful BB nipples.
That's so weird.
And when they get hard, they're just a perfect little sphere.
I
want to just poke them back in.
Like
Kevin, I want to poke them back in.
I don't like what you're saying. Why have you seen my nipples so many times?
I haven't. I just imagine them in my mind's eye.
I've been standing places with a shirt off, and you've been like, look at your BB nips.
He got them BB nips.
Look at his BB nips.
Areola, I think, was the first word of the day ever.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh. And you can put that in the chat, too, if you want, alongside whore/prostitute and obfuscate.
Whore/prostitute.
It's just obfuscate.
Blackjack Razak says, TMI with T-I-M, please. Oh, don't worry. That will be a recurring segment on this show.
Mm.
Get ready.
TMI with TMI. That's great.
Your boss.
Robin GL said, Nick, will you go to the Schmodowns Awards? No, I'm probably not going to make it down there for that, Robin. But I want you to know you've already dropped the ball. Because I need to see. You got to go to Patreon. You got to do whatever you got to do to submit the daily picture.
Bronze membership.
The bronze membership. I need a weekly picture of your king. Or I'm just not right in the fucking head.
Mm-mm, just him.
Robin's the one that used to do the king.
Well aware.
Oh, yeah. Send the fun clips. That's great. Nick is killing that pronunciation, says Tranmu. TRANMU. Thank you, man.
Holy fuck. Greedy ears. Give me the one, Kevin. Changing the game. For this show, he's not the great wall of Kev. He's the great firewall of Kev.
Oh. Yeah.
Damn. I'm writing that down.
Protecting us all from all those nasty digital virus eye.
Wow. Man, right when you think life can't get better, kind of funny can't get better, this shit happens. Us hanging out with the people, surfing the internet, exploring the internet, navigating the Netscape.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, Nick, can you ask Andy to make baby nips emote?
Nope.
I can, man, but I feel like that's going to get us kicked. That's going to be the thing that gets us kicked off of Twitch.
Yeah.
One day Twitch is actually going to start paying attention to this show.
They've already hit us up multiple times before and be like, hey,
like,
guys,
stop calling me.
Stop calling me. No, they've never hit us up, though. They always hit Greg because, like, Greg, stop taking your stupid clothes off. He's like, boo, I'm going to take my shirt off.
No, the most famous time they ever hit us up was like, hey, you can't have Smiley getting fucked by Lupe. That's inappropriate.
Again, who brought that on the show? Greg Miller. Greg Miller is, I'm telling you right now, Greg Miller, let's all call a spade a spade, is the devil. He's a
devil.
Human monster. Must
D
be stopped.
To the E to the Vol.
He is like the fucking, the beast from the upside down verse in Stranger Things, mixed with a douchebag.
Guys, I'm really, really enjoying the fact that there are no longer time restraints and the show can go as long as you want.
I do have to pee, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been...
Wait, are we doing subscribers? Should we go into subscriber?
We should go into sub-only
chat. All right, we are in sub-only chat right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a subscriber, remember, you're awesome. You're the ones we love. We love all of our children, but you guys are the ones that went the extra mile. And guess what? It's super free still.
Lakers Head says, Tim, I recently rolled my ankle playing basketball. Is that considered funny?
Yeah.
No, that's not funny. If it happened in a funny way, then it's funny. That's the thing. People getting hurt, not funny. People getting hurt, caught on camera from specific angles, yes, could be funny, right? I feel like there's asterisks involved. How do you spell asterisk, Nick?
I don't even know.
Give it a shot.
There's an A-S-S-H-O-L-E in it, right? No? Jared, that's not right? Asterisk. Let me try.
Everyone has
A-S-T,
one.
A-S-T, I don't know. R-E, no, I don't know.
Neocho 96 says, Tim, you say on Kind of Funny Games Daily there was content streamed yesterday that I missed. No, Greg and I are both doing separate things this week, so we're missing a couple days, so we had to pre-record a couple things, including Kind of Funny's Spideyverse in review that goes up tomorrow. It'll be streamed live for you tomorrow.
Todd Wise asked a very interesting question. Nick, though, are you still a Kind of Funny world champion, or did some mischief happen in the last month or so? I guess they took it away from me. I missed Jeopardy.
Took it away from
I missed Jeopardy. I guess I was a little late for it, and they were like, you got to vacate the belt now. So I guess we just gave it to Greg because he was the only person that wanted it. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Raydog253 says, Tim and Nick, how do we feel about the first episode?
Of Internet Explorers?
Mm-hmm.
I feel very strongly about it. It feels very familiar.
It does.
And I can't put my finger on why, but it feels like just organized shenanigans.
It feels like the
at
first
the 11
time.
O'clock hour.
It feels like
the very
first
second time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man, so much cool stuff. Ah, man, I missed it in the chat. Somebody had a question I wanted to answer. C-Gag says, how many of the morning shows are live? Ideally, all of the morning shows
are live.
Yeah,
we're trying to make all of them live.
But it's one of those things where we're working through it. We're trying to figure it out. It'll always be live at that time for you guys to watch. Will it be recorded live? The goal is yes, but there's
going to be a lot of
exceptions.
Our schedules are a little crazy. Yeah, the goal is yes, but sometimes schedule will not permit that. And sometimes we might want to do something crazy.
Yep.
Like
Internet Explorers is live. That's the whole point of the show, is that it's live and shenanigans. And
you're with us on this ride. So. As it happens.
Yes.
Unless you're watching this on YouTube later, in which case, hey, thanks.
Big Part 1992 says, hell of a debut episode. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. A lot of hard work, time, and effort was put into many aspects of the show, except for us just being on it and doing it.
Yeah.
We kind of just showed
the
up.
The whole show itself, not hard.
Mm-mm.
But everything else that went into the show, not hard.
You know how not good at Photoshop and shit I am? And somehow I made this background.
This is a good background.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It shifts.
It's a video. Pretty cool.
I had a lot of Photoshop and I had to do
there's
to
Photoshop.
It happen with that Galaxy.
Kevin.
It looks great, dude.
Thank Look, you. it goes from day to night.
There's a lot going on here. There's day to night. There's fades in. There's fades out. If you look, there's a bunch of boats that are all just willy nilly going around.
It does
go
day to night. That's fucking sick.
Yeah, dude.
Kevin,
God,
man. He gets so excited about
things.
He
gets so excited, and I appreciate
that's exciting
it.
Thing.
Max 7695 says, any shows later today? Yes. Patreon.com/kindoffunny supporters at the silver membership level. We'll get to watch the first ever episode of the Kind of Funny podcast.
Is that today?
It is today.
Hell yeah, it is today, doggy dog. We got a special surprise for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprise is that it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no surprise. Nothing.
We do have a little bit of a surprise for people that are going to watch the show.
A lot of content today.
I don't know.
We did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little something. A little something fun.
Steve Oid says, give me the close-up.
Did you just
up
do the Kevin?
Steve Oid says, give me the close-up on Nick's face. There you go.
Kevin.
Oh, I think he wants the, like, the Nick
emo
thing. I don't know. We
Kevin,
can't
let me ask you
close
a question. Real talk. Scale of 1 to 10.
Technology's not there.
Are we going to Chipotle today?
I don't think I'll have time to go, but you'll get me food.
I'll get you. Oh, okay. You want food?
Yeah, I want food.
Cool. Wait, I had to sneak in a conversation about what we're going to have for lunch today, just so it felt right.
Oh, it does feel right. Panzer G2 says, how many more emails am I going to get from Patreon daily? We need to figure out that.
Lots.
I'm going to talk to Joey, but probably lots. It's for all the content.
Yeah.
If you don't like that, you can unsubscribe from the emails.
We highly recommend
and just
you
go
making
in
a
yourselves
special folder where you get all your emails.
Make a Patreon folder that everything goes there. We're trying to come up with solutions.
Also,
we understand.
At the $1,000 tier, you don't get any emails. So
that's
I'm just throwing you right there.
At the $1,000 tier, you still get emails.
If you get
we
an
will
email
make a new tier for just $1,001. We won't email you.
If you support us at the $1,000 tier for 12 months, Kevin will come to your house and delete all of the emails you don't want.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
How does that sound, everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers. God, what a time it has been. We are about to go eat some lunch. Before that, we will read the tips and subscribers that you have left once I go over there and do that. I love you. I'll see you soon. We'll see you during the Kind of Funny podcast. And until next week, I love you.
Keep surfing.
Keep surfing, baby. We got to